Matthew Tukucki joins us for a corridor today. Matthew, I'm assuming, is still the Executive Director of the New Zealand Māori Council, but I also wanted to talk with him about the release of the report He Puapua. Seems he's been doing some verbal jousting with the former leader of the National Party, Don Brash. Well, welcome to you, Matthew. Te rākwe.
Morning, and good to be with you. Still the Executive Director of the Māori Council,
still
the Chair, proudly still the Chair of the Auckland Central Māori Committee, the Auckland District Māori Council, the National Māori Authority, and I tell you what, Dale, if they manage to get rid of me, I'll just go next door, get another bus.
Interesting. Now, you've been on Duncan's show today, working it over with Don Brash about He Puapua. Tell us more.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'll be really blunt about this. He Puapua is not even government policy, but it is a report that shines a light on the government's obligations that the previous government signed up to in terms of the UN Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. So if you believe Don Brash and his cronies at Hobson's Pledge, you might stop and think to yourself that maybe we're being treated as cattle in somebody else's paddock. Well, in my reference, well, it's our farm. And I get so sick and tired of people using documents like He Puapua to try and create separatism, to try and create a disunity out there in New Zealand. The reality is that we should be focusing on Māori hopes, aspirations and opportunities. But if you believe people like Don Brash, no, he'll have us go back to the 1950s. In fact, if you believe Don Brash, you'll reach into the Lazarus cave, you'll pull the Jesus stone back and you'll get all those dead people out. You know, the reality is we are a country that is moving forward in race relations. We're moving forward in terms of Te Ao Māori. We're moving forward in terms of the aspirations of our people. And God, for me to say, isn't it amazing that brown people actually have intelligent ideas? So, you know, He Puapua is being reflected upon, but actually the launch of Ngā Whare Wātea this afternoon by Willie Jackson is about opening a national conversation. So let's have that conversation, but I'm getting sick and tired of this whole debate descending into race baiting.
Well, it's a report, isn't it? As you say, it's not policy, and people misunderstand that. He puts together the claims of separatism, and many fall for that line. It's just looking at alternate ways to get better results, isn't it?
That's right. That's absolutely right. I mean, if you consider this, if we are able to establish this National Māori Health Authority, for example, that's about reducing health inequities and disparities. If we lower number of Māori who are dying from cardiovascular, if we lower the rates of diabetes, if we lower the rates of limb amputations, and if you run a very pure economic model over it, then that's going to save a huge amount of money in terms of the health budget. If we lift Māori from poverty by getting our people into higher wage growth jobs, higher skill jobs, then that means they're going to be able to afford that deposit for their first home. You know, these are the sorts of aspirations and the simplicity of it. But what we've got with Don Brash and his cronies over at Hobson's Pledge and all these other hooers, and I'll call them hooers now because I'm over calling them anything else, is that they would like to just have us debate constantly about, oh, let's get rid of the Māori electorates, and Māori, they're getting too much say in decision making. Well, actually, we had 100% say in the decision making before everyone else came along, and look what's happened since.
It's going to be an interesting release today. I'm looking forward to seeing Willie here at the marae. Are you coming through as well?
No, I can't. I'm going to, as is very well publicly known now, as the chairman of the advisory board for Oranga Tamariki, I will be going into more of the residences. Everyone will be disturbed and shocked at the video footage that emerged in the last 48 hours in terms of what happened with this young Tamariki. My job is to now move into those residences as quickly as possible and find out what's been going on.
What was your reaction when you saw it?
Oh, my reaction was shock. I mean, we are talking about, look, there are children in our care and protection system, whether they be Māori or Pākehā or non-Māori is not the issue. These children come to us and they're already heavily traumatised, they're already challenged, there's already something else going on. When they come to us, our role is to care for them, to support them, to protect them. Our role is not to crash tackle them onto a floor. These are the most vulnerable children in our country. And quite frankly, when I saw that video footage, I cried, mate. I cried. But what I did was I got straight on that plane, and I'm the one that went down to that that residence and that facility to get to the bottom of what's going on. We've still got more work to do. We've still got to find out more about what's happened and why it's happened. But I'll say this, we will leave no stone unturned when it comes to finding out what's going on.
Come on. And finally, what the heck is going on with the New Zealand Māori Council? I mean, earlier this week we heard from George Ngātai, Harvey Ruru, now apparently the chairs. We are led to believe that there was a hui, but it wasn't attended by who were supposed to be there. That's why I had to ask whether you're still the executive director, because it's so to and fro, and sadly somewhat public, that it brings discredit on an organisation that should be at the forefront of the movers and shakers of Te Māori.
Well, that's right. I mean, look, I think everyone needs to calm down, have a chill pill, have a cup of tea, sit down, and maybe even have some Ewana bread. The reality is that a meeting was held over the weekend. It didn't have all of the people who were duly elected to have been there. But more importantly, this is not about kaupapa. This is about people who feign office, who want leadership roles or whatever the case might be. And I think our people are just genuinely sick and tired of that sort of thing. We should be focused on the kaupapa. We shouldn't be focused on personality politics. My view is pretty simple. Yes, we need to sit down and have that cup of tea. The Minister, Willie Jackson, has already offered up a mediator. We're supportive of that. Ken Mayer's a fantastic bloke. Let's sit down and try and find a way through. But, you know, running to the media and saying, I'm the chair of this or I'm the chair of that or oh, I've been duly elected, you know, I think everyone just needs to understand that our people are concerned about housing, they're concerned about their jobs, they're concerned about health, they're concerned about their mokopuna, their tamariki. They're not concerned about chiefs behaving badly.